but not fear in postponing Bill 7 protests. And Guinea-Bissau president arrested as gunfire heard, sources tell BBC.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mutonga.
Thank you so much for joining us, and now the news in detail. Hundreds of people today flocked to ShopRite chain stores across the country to register as voters as the voter registration exercise comes to an end. Several prospective voters talked to by Hot FM News explained that they were forced to wait until the final day due to work commitments and other unforeseen circumstances. They said the busy schedules made it difficult to visit registration centres earlier, leaving today as their only opportunity to complete the process. Despite the rush, many youths expressed excitement for being able to register, saying obtaining a voter's card gives them the power to participate in next year's general elections and choose leaders who reflect their aspirations and priorities.
So it's just been busy, and I never thought it was that serious. The main reason is power cannot be coming for 3 hours. No.
I understand to say voting is my right, so I decided to come so that I exercise my right to vote. I've been busy for the past week, but today, since it's the last day, I decided to come, but I have my voters.
So we just want to exercise our right. There are many issues every day, like to my side, I wake up to 18 hours, but today I tried my level best to just to find time to come and do registration.
Meanwhile, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has directed Vice President Mutale Nalumango to present an update on the outcome of the mass voter registration exercise next week on Tuesday, 2nd December 2025. Ms. Muti says the Vice President should outline how voter turnout has progressed and whether the target of 3.5 million registrants has been met. She has further guided that the ministerial statement should highlight the challenges encountered during the registration process. The directive follows a question raised on the floor of the House by Kamfinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe during the urgent matters without notice session, where the government could consider extending the mass voter registration exercise by another month in view of the challenges experienced.
As a House, we can be given an update on how far we have gone with the registration of voters, and also in terms of the people coming for the turnout. Are people coming to register, or they are being, what is happening? Maybe the people would need the House, also the House, through the House, the people would need to be updated on the registration of voters. So the acting leader of government business in the House, probably can come back on Tuesday next week with the ministerial statement, just to update on how far the registration of voters has gone.
Opposition PF faction legal chairperson George Chisanga says the Oasis Forum did not cancel its planned 28th November 2025 protest against Bill 7 out of fear of President Hakainde Hichilema's remarks, but out of concern for the nation and a commitment of giving dialogue a chance. During his press conference yesterday, President Hichilema cautioned organizations and church groups intending to protest against Bill 7 not to cry foul if they were confronted by a stronger group with opposing views. Addressing the media today, Mr. Chisanga has urged President Hichilema to take a leaf from the Oasis Forum's approach by prioritizing consensus building and constructive dialogue.
with what I read in the constitution, Zambians had the expectation of a certain tone that the president was going to use and also give a certain direction on how the affairs of the nation was going to be conducted. I had expected truly that yes, the president was going to call for dialogue, but you don't call for dialogue while masking your call for dialogue in threat and while sounding like you are prepared to unleash the political side on people that are going to conduct the affairs peacefully, to put them into threat. And as much as I've unraveled, the Oasis Forum today has called off this protest. I want to make the case that the Oasis Forum has not called off this protest out of fear brought to bear on them by what the president said yesterday.
And 2026 presidential aspirant Brian Mundurile has urged the ruling UPND to respect the church, noting that they continue to provide vital spiritual guidance to the nation.
Mr. President, going forward, please let's preach unity amongst ourselves. I would like to call upon the Zambian people to ignore the sentiments by the president that go down tribalism and hatred. Would encourage the president that for once he must come and address the nation preaching love and unity. That should be his priority. I also want to call upon the president and his members of his party to respect the church and men of the cloth as they continue to provide spiritual guidance to all of us. And that the constitution is for all of us, it's not a personal document. And also call upon the president to abandon Bill 7.
Government has emphasized that the leather subsector has potential to contribute to employment creation and economic growth. Representing Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga at the 18th Africa Leather Value Chain Annual Forum 2025, Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba said government has prioritized the sector as a key area for the diversification agenda. Mr. Sikumba said value addition is critical in the subsector as it will lead to increased revenue generation in the country.
You heard, we are all talking about value adding. One phrase which our president, Mr. Agare Chidema, consistently talks about, Africa should not be a place where individuals, corporates, companies, multinationals pick raw materials and then bring them back to Africa value added at a higher price. We are able to now go out there and say, yes, we have a product. Yes, we are selling this finished product. And we are able to create more jobs, more revenues for our countries via taxes and indeed other forms.
Meanwhile, COMESA Assistant Secretary General Dr. Dev Harman said there is need to increase trading among African countries in the region to reduce dependence on exports. And Africa Leather and Leather Products Institute Executive Director Nicholas Mudungwe expressed concern over lack of access to finance and modern machinery for small and medium enterprises.
So we are saying we are bringing opportunities for collaboration, partnership, so that we can grow. You know, most of our SMEs, in particular, those who are in the business of making shoes, they've been struggling to find soles and last for making shoes. They've been using old type, old style, to the extent that when they produce the shoes, we are not ready to buy that.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, has welcomed S&P Global Ratings' upgrade of Zambia's sovereign credit rating to CCC+/C, marking an important sign of renewed confidence following the country's successful debt restructuring efforts. In a statement, ZAM President Ashu Sagar says this upgrade reflects the progress made through fiscal reforms and signals that Zambia is steadily rebuilding credibility in the global financial system. Mr. Sagar says for the manufacturing sector, the improved rating enhances the investment climate and may attract more risk-tolerant capital, supporting expansion and innovation. He said the recent gains in inflation and exchange rate stability are also encouraging, offering manufacturers great predictability for planning, production, and procurement.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Guinea-Bissau's President Umaro Sisko Embalo has been